Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Austin?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13B is near and dear to my heart. Resolution number 08-24-1874 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY 2025 budget in the General Fund Administration Department for professional service related to drafting a new emergency operations plan.
Move to approve resolution number 08-24-1874.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Assemblymember Morrison, second by Assemblymember Robbins. Report.
Thank you. You say that like a teacher, Madam Mayor.
Yes.
1874 is all about our emergency operation plan draft. This didn't necessarily need to come before you now, but I wanted just to get it in there because we'd be doing it later. We have contracted with KatMai Solutions, which you'll be approving tonight, and they are a firm dedicated to developing emergency operations plans, hazard mitigation plans, emergency service communication plans. They are also doing Petersburg's right now, so there's some efficiencies in doing that at the same time because our existing EOPs were written at the same time, and it's also a great time to expand on the usefulness of that tool.
And that regional idea, too.
And the regional idea, too. So if you remember, we did apply for a BRIC technical services grant, DTA, technical assistance, for the state to help rewrite our hazard mitigation plan, which is different. EOP in the face of a disaster, HMP, kind of looking at the picture before, how do we mitigate potential threats to the borough. And we may couple the hazard mitigation plan with this service provided by KatMai Solutions. We didn't budget for that, and that's not reflected in this budget amendment, but I will work with the Economic Development Director for further clarity on that specifically, but you'll likely see that in the form of a budget amendment. But remember, the $9,000 subsidy applies to the roughly 38 grand there for the emergency operations plan, as well as the emergency communications services plan. And this will be a document that will be shared with the LAPC, Local Emergency Planning Committee. It will be a public process and will involve the community robustly over the next 4 to 6 months. They plan on having a general draft in October, but we'll go through several public processes before we adopt the final version. So a great step and an assembly goal with that.
Yes. Any comments or questions? It was the number one on my goal when I became mayor. So... 2 years. Pretty good. All right. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item C on page 113, resolution number 08-24-1876 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY 2025 budget by collectively accepting supplemental grant funds from the State of Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management and from the General Fund Reserves for the City Park Pavilion replacement and authorizing its expenditures.
Move to approve resolution number 08-24-1876.
Second.
Okay, motion by Morrison, second by Assemblymember Audison. And this, we talked a little bit about this, but.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. So this is resolution 1876. And again, we talked about this in the manager's report, but also in Amber's capital projects report. She asked and we got it, and $145,000 more in accepting grant funds for a City Park Pavilion project, originally $130,000 from the state of Alaska from the 2021 windstorm. And we have a combination of now $276,000, and we're accepting an award tonight and giving a contract out to McGraw or McGee Constructors. So several related items, but again, thank you to Amber for being as bold as you are and getting that additional $145,000. We just paid for an employee and a really nice shelter for free. So
right, yeah, and awesome. Also transferring that $15,000. For the fireplace.
That's correct. Sorry, yes. I apologize. I missed that portion. There will also be another $15,000 for a potential alternative. We'll see where the cards fall on the main scope of the project and how much that ends up costing. But it would be pretty nice to have a fire pit while we're doing mm-hmm. this nice pavilion. And we know that the coveted City Park Pavilion is used a lot. So
it's a $291,000 park pavilion, and we are supplying $15,000 of that.
That would be correct.
Cool. It's pretty good. Anyone have any questions, comments? Pretty good deal. Okay, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Powell?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dowdell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13D, page 117, approval of a contract award to MCG Constructors Incorporated in the amount of $263,000 for the City Park Pavilion Replacement Design Build Project.
Move to approve a contract award to MCG Constructors Incorporated in the amount of $263,000 for the City Park Pavilion Replacement Design Build Project.
Second.
Okay, motion by Assemblymember Robbins, second by Assemblymember Morrison. Another good thing here. Do you have anything new to add?
Nothing new to add. This is just awarding the contract to McGraw, and we appreciate their business. Obviously, they're leading the charge with the water treatment plant, but bidding on two other projects for us and successfully. So, Amber?
I will just add for clarity with the approval of resolution that you just passed, that does include the $15,000, which is not in the award, the $263,000 award. So we would be awarding that under a change order after we get this in place.
Okay. But we've already determined it's coming from the general fund.
Correct.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Any comments, questions? Okay, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13E, another favorite one, page 120, Assembly. Resolution number 08-24-1877 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY 2025 budget by transferring $271,300 from the general fund reserves to the high school elevator CIP fund and authorizing its expenditures.
Move to approve resolution number 08-24-1877. Sorry, I really.
And I second that.
All right. Motion by Assembly Members Robbins, second by Assembly Member Morrison.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this is a budget amendment related to the high school elevator project, which is we've long awaited for, and I think it's been 4 years or so in the making. And I want to thank Amber for getting that across the finish line, big assembly goal. This is a budget amendment of $271,300. Our previous cost estimates are dated. It's a multifaceted approach to installing a new elevator, and McGraw will be the general, and likely could sub some of the other functions out given the nature of the project. There's mechanical, there's electrical, there's fire involved, and some carpentry as well. So I wouldn't downplay the cost of an elevator. It is very expensive. So that's the budget amendment. It's coming from the general fund. I want to get in the habit of funding school-related projects through the general fund. It's a governmental activity. Most municipalities fund school-related infrastructure through the general fund. We are lucky to be in the SRS category as a community. We get roughly anywhere between $700,000 to $1.1 million for secure rural schools, which has conventionally been allocated to the school. But we need to be cognizant of not overspending the secure rural school funds that exist. We have about 1 to 1.5 years of secure rural schools funds spending as we have been, but we're going to try to keep that just for operational needs right now and figure out a road strategy, which I will convey in September. Got a plan.
Okay.
And just wanted to tip you off there.
All right. Yeah, I'm worried about our roads. Any comment, Assembly? This is a good one. This is a yes vote. Roll call, please.
Just so you know.
Assembly Members Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item F, on page 123, approval of a contract award to McGee Constructors Incorporated in the amount of $483,000 for the Wrangell High School elevator replacement project.
Move to approve a contract award to McGee Constructors in the amount of $483,000 for the Wrangell High School elevator replacement project.
Second.
Okay, motion by Assemblymember Morrison, second by Assemblymember Robbins.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is the contract being awarded to McGraw Constructors, or McGee Constructors, rather, corresponding to the budget amendment you guys just passed. I don't know that any further explanations needed at this time.
About a half a million dollar elevator.
That's correct.
Yes. Any comments, Assemblymember Delmer?
A question to the administrator. This is general funds like you discussed.
That's correct.
Mason. And
sorry, Assemblymember Dalrymple, the $271,000 addition to what was already budgeted, it will be general funds. There was an existing appropriation within the Secure Rural Schools funds for the elevator.
So
we'll keep that, but this is kind of setting a precedent of we're not going to continue to do.
Okay, I got you there. But I was just wondering, because I haven't kept track of this, but we have those funds and there's no other competing need for those funds.
Well,
and I'm kind of looking for more information on the fiscal note part of this thing.
So generally, we're about $1.5 million projected at Secure Rural Schools. I'll fine-tune that at the year-end audit for you guys. There is a ton of competing needs because Secure Rural Schools is this really broad program from funded by National Forest Receipts that we could fund any municipally owned building, maintenance or major maintenance or construction. We can fund any road substantial maintenance through there. We can fund operations for education, but don't overfund the schools, because you'll learn from Juno and Ketchikan that you get dinged if you overfund the schools. So there's a lot of competing needs. I'll kind of give you a little bit of lead in to what I'm going to talk about in September, but Tom and I have been thinking about ways to address road maintenance strategically and training up our public works department, giving them the resources to do more mid-scale road projects. McKenna would be a good example for the long term. You know, I don't expect that to happen right away, but those types of projects, St. Michael Street would be another good example of the type that I'm trying. But I think we have other avenues of addressing roads specifically. Building maintenance should be done from the general fund. If it can't be done from the general fund, it means we're overly subsidized and not self-sustaining. And I think there's going to be a time, I know there will be a time, where the federal faucet gets shut off, and certainly the state has been.
Okay. Yeah, we're kind of straying from our motion.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. But
Bob's fault.
Right, yeah. there are plans.
Madam Mayor, just a clarification, simplify my question. We have, I'm trying to get this as simple as possible. There are no budget concerns about doing this.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, this is the elevator. There better not be.
Yes, right. not after 5 years.
No concerns at all. Hold on, please.
Assemblymember Austin?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Mayor Gallagher?
Yes. Item G, approval of a professional services agreement with Katmai Solutions for the amount of $37,939. This is for the emergency.
Move to approve professional service agreement with Katmai Solutions for $37,939 for the purpose of redrafting an emergency operations plan.
Second.
Actually really impressive.
Yeah. Motion by Powell is getting pretty punchy, and second by Austin, was it?
No.
Morrison.
Okay. Yeah.
A report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this is the contract award related to Resolution 1874 for Katmai Solutions for the EOP and emergency communication services plans. I failed to mention in that budget amendment that we also have a potential $2,500 credit that would be awarded to us at the end of these for doing the plans together. So, and this, the $9,000 from the state will also be deducted from the total, and this is just in the event that none of that came to fruition, but it will.
Well, tell me about this $25,000 credit.
$2,500.
All right. Okay. Any questions? right, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Stavropol?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item H, approval of professional services agreement with Smith and Malik Attorneys for Municipal Legal Services.
Move to approve a professional service agreement with Smith and Malik Attorneys for Municipal Legal Services.
Yes. Second.
Motion by Vice Mayor Powell, second by Assemblymember Robbins. And we've, this is the, we've selected this legal firm assembly, and you have all the information on the contract.
Hopefully you guys all had the opportunity to review that. This is probably the most important professional services agreement we pass. It's been subject annually, sometimes biannually. It's being awarded to Smith and Malik. We had several interviews with municipal legal service firms. This is a local candidate. She's from here. Served as the for 4 years down in Boise as the lead city attorney. That's some really great experience. We're really excited to work with Robert Luce, really passionate about Wrangell. We did take a blended approach, though. I've got some direction from the assembly that under certain circumstances, and Robert's aware of those, that we may use the existing attorney that we've used in some of our union and environmental cases, Mike O'Brien, and he's been a really great partner of the borough. Robert has reduced his rate in the contract to a remarkable $275 an hour. That he nearly cut it in half. That shows you how bad he wants it, and I really appreciate it. He also got Bob Nelson as part of the firm, who was Trident's attorney for nearly 30, 40 years. And I met Bob in college. He's a really great professional. Certainly could help us with some of our maritime issues. And we locked in a 4% COLA. So you'll notice there's four years in this contract, which is probably the longer the longest attorney contract we've passed, but there's an out in the termination clause. If things go awry, there's a 90-day notice period. We can terminate it. Either party could. But nice to lock in a 4% COLA commensurate with some of the contracts we have in place for employees of the borough. So.
And we met our goal of looking at every contract 6 months before its expiration and making sure that we have the best value for the city. Any questions or comments?
Madam Mayor, one other assertion. We also have confirmed that potential lobbying can be done under this contract, so that may be a value add as part of that. That's all I'll say for now.
Okay. And everyone in the firm is at the same $275 an hour rate,
that's
a bonus. Mm-hmm. All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members, Powell?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13I is on page 149, approval of a sole source procurement with NC Machinery for greater transmission repairs for $54,074.
Move to approve a sole source procurement with NC Machinery for greater transmission repairs. I have $54,073.90.
I rounded up.
Okay, we'll go for 74. In ordinance with WMC 5.10.050F.
Second.
All right, so motion by Vice Mayor Powell, second by Assembly Member Morrison. I just realized our director, Tom Weider, stayed this whole time for this greater transmission. So
that's how bad.
Must be very needed.
It is, and I'm not going to steal his thunder because he has been waiting so patiently. We may have taken a little decision-making power out of your hands because we sent it out already. So it's up in Juneau. But
well, we know how passionate he was about the VAC truck. So
he's actually got some remarkable skills. We heard him as a counselor this morning too. So Tom, take it away.
Yeah, ultimately, a lot of the information is in the agenda statement here. We noticed that there was an issue with the transmission here in the late spring. Oil shavings, discolored oil, everything. We brought in a technician, sent the samples off. They tested it. Everything that came back, they basically told us we need to do some transmission work for you guys. And so this quote is for us to get it done there in Juneau with NC Machinery, which is our primary mechanic to work on any of our CAT equipment, which is the primary equipment for the city and borough. We've kind of tried to standardize that over the years so that we're kind of working with one company and they can look at a number of different things for us. And so, you know, the biggest challenge with us being able to do this here on scene and not being able to ship it away is the amount of components that you have to take apart and take off the grader and then lay out, send it off, get it rebuilt, and then put it all back together. You know, we're going to take up a significant portion of our shop, you know, for the duration that that machine is down. And so ideally, we get it dealt with here now and we get that thing back before the wintertime. Unfortunately, I don't have a second grader operator at the moment. We are trying to hire somebody for that position. But nonetheless, you know, when we have heavy snow days, it's critical for us to have two graders operating. You know, if we've got 5 inches of snow or more, to be able to do that. And further, you know, if we are, you know, going to be doing more and more road maintenance in-house, which we would like to be able to build and get to, this will be a critical piece of equipment for us to be able to accomplish those projects.
Thank you. Any questions? Vice Mayor Powell.
Since I'm a maintenance person, I need to, my question is there something that we could have done to avoid this? Is there something more that we need to do?
Is
something we need to do for training? Is there something we need to do to make sure this doesn't happen again? Or because this grader is pretty new.
You know, I would want to ask my lead mechanic to get the full picture, I guess, on that. But what I can tell you from what I can recall about that, you know, the grader only has like 650 hours on it. So this shouldn't be happening right now, which is definitely a concern. You know, in talking to staff, though, it's my understanding that there's always... The grader's always shifted hard from fourth gear to fifth gear. And for whatever reason, just shifting, you know, that one spot, like it always shifted really hard. So maybe that's where the specific issue is, whether or not that was something that we did early on in our ownership of that, or whether that was a manufacturer defect or something like that that came from the factory. I'd have to follow up with our lead mechanic to get his insight or thoughts on that. But what I do know is it's kind of always shifted hard between fourth and fifth gear. And so seemingly that's probably where our issue is.
So my only other concern, then, Tom, is that when we do get it back, to make sure that it does not do this any longer. Because if it still does that, then we got to find out why. Because if we're in 650 hours to go through another transmission, that's for a piece of machinery like this, that we're talking thousands and thousands of hours before you should have a problem.
And that's correct. This we should have been able to have gotten thousands of hours out of this. This is our newer grader. You know, the other one's probably got 30 years on it and hasn't had a transmission issue, to my knowledge. So, I can definitely follow up with Dave and talk with NC Machinery and you know, I guess understand better what's our process if we get the thing back and we've still got an issue.
Assembly Member Powell will likely have somebody go up to Juneau before it gets sent back to make sure it's good.
Yeah,
that would be good.
That would be a smart idea.
And that's something we can definitely look at doing. And you know, Dave, we've got a couple guys who I think would be able to do that, who know the issue, who know the machine, who know what it was doing beforehand, and should be able to tell, I would think, fairly early on whether or not the issue is resolved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Robbins.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
Audison.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. Item J, approval of a sole source contract with Marine Systems Incorporated in conformance with Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.050 in the amount of $488,660.96 for generator unit 1 center section overhaul.
Move to approve sole source contract with Marine Systems Inc. MSI in conformance with the Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.050 in the amount of $448,660.96. How come you didn't round that up? For generator unit number 1 center section overhaul.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Assemblymember Morrison, second by Assemblymember Robbins.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll try to tackle this first, and then I'll let Amber chime in if there's any additional insights she can offer. This is an overhaul of Unit 1. This is identified as one of our problem areas at Light and Power. The previous borough manager had started an initiative to try to replace the center section each year, so we're committed to continuing to do that. It may not be each year, but it may be every other year. There's some additional work that may be required on Unit 2, identified by our management team up there at Light and Power. And this is just an effort to continue our resiliency of our Light and Power grid and hardening our assets there, as well as supporting SEPA in that same pursuit. Amber, do you want to comment on anything additional for Unit 1 or 2? Okay. I think there was the notion going around at one point that we should get rid of our generators and just have everybody have Hondas, but I think that's the craziest impractical idea. We're still responsible for providing power in the event that SEPA can't. We have the tools to do that currently as we grow as a borough, because we will grow and we're not going to accept population loss. This is the way forward, so.
Right. I still remember the field trip Amber took the assembly on.
Yeah, me too.
So, to see the generators. Any questions or comments? Assemblymember Dalrymple.
Just a question to the administrator. Mason, where are we at now? Once this is done, what else needs to happen out there for the
upgrade
of the facility, or the machines that make the power, the generators?
Yeah, that's a great question, Assemblymember Dalrymple. So we did all the upgrades to Unit 5. It ran in our latest diesel maintenance run through SEPA, so that one's been checked off the list. Unit 1's the next in need of a center section overhaul, and it's had some problems in the past. Unit 2's got some minor maintenance that needs to happen to it that may be latched on while MSI is here, and then we'll just keep going down the line. But those, they've been identified as the major issues in our generation department, and one of the ways we've tried to help out Public Works and just be stewards of the public dollars, actually stretching that diesel mechanic position or jet power generation mechanic position at Light Power to actually address some of our other generators at facilities, such as the public safety building, as well as the water treatment plant generators. So they're going to help out on the maintenance of those generators as well, adding a little bit of responsibility, but it's a good way to prevent that further cost from being incurred.
Just on the other ones, are they rebuilds as we go down the line?
They will be all rebuilds.
At some point?
Certainly we won't be able to afford
we'll just take them as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we're just taking them off as we go.
All right.
Most critical.
But there is an overall plan.
There is an overall plan.
Okay.
It'll be embedded in our strategic plan for asset replacement and recapitalization.
Maintenance and repair. Yes. Any other questions? All right, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assemblymember Morrison.
Yes.
Austin.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Mayor.
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file, is available for your review, Assembly. And item 15, executive session, to review the performance of the borough manager. And we'll invite the borough manager into the executive session. So I'll hear a motion.
I move pursuant to 44.62.310(c)(2) that we recess into executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically to review the performance of the borough manager.
Second.
All right. Motion by Assemblymember Robbins. Yeah. Second by Assemblymember Morrison. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assemblymember Austin?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
And Mayor Dillard. Did I say Morrison?
No.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Dillard.
Yes.
All right. Out of space.
Assembly, we will recess into executive session at 9:11 p.m. And give you 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Do you need?
I just need to stand up.
We'll talk to board.